Anybody else want to help us come on?
Maiden me and the moonlight lover, maiden me. Maiden me and the moonlight along. For I have a sad story to tell you. It must be told in the moonlight alone. If I had a ship on the ocean, that ship would be anchored and sore. Meet me in the moonlight, lover, meet me. Meet me in the moonlight along. For I have a sad story to tell you. It must be told in the moonlight alone.
Them old songs, they're really pretty, aren't they, honey?
Yeah, I forgot a lot of them old tunes.
Well, you want to pick a couple other ones now for them? Some of the old songs we done.
Yeah, what is it?
Mike, suggest something he can sing right quick for him. That you
sing something in Spanish.
All righty.
Yeah,
this is a number that we used to feature.
Grande.
Good, okay, all right, we'll talk about that later.
Hay un rancho grande, allá donde vivía. Hay una rancherita que alegre me decía, que alegre me decía.
Pues, ¿qué te decía, hermano?
Que voy a...
rancherita, que alegre me decía, que alegre me decía.
Pues qué te decía, hermano,
que voy a hacer
los calzones. ¿Cómo?
Como los quiso a ranchero, que los empieza de la nariz, que los acaba de cuelo. Ay, ando rancho grande, allá donde vivía.
Ay, ay, ay,
ay, ando rancherita, que alegre me decía, que alegre me decía. Que voy a hacer los calzones.
¿Cómo?
Como las quiso ranchero.
¡Hey! Now let me explain. Thank you, people. Thank you, dear hearts. Let me explain. Now, I am Spanish, full-blooded. Mother and dad and six brothers and sisters were born in Spain. Mother came from Barcelona. Dad came from Asturias. I speak it, I read it, and I write it. I'm the only youngster in our family that graduated from high school. Not that I got anything to be so proud of, but I'm the only one that kept up the family tradition of reading and writing the Spanish language. We all had to speak Spanish to mother and daddy. Daddy spoke a little broken English, but mother would never try. She did one time on the boat coming over, and they were giving her some change back, and as they gave her the change for her money that she'd paid for something on the boat, she said she was counting out the money as the lady was giving her the money, and she said she was beginning to say 21 and 22, and she got real proper with it because that's what she had learned coming over. There were 45 days on the water before they embarked there in New York at the port, and she said the lady laughed at her, and she took that to be an insult. So from that time on, mother never did try to speak English anymore, what little bit she, even if it was broken. So we had to speak Spanish to mother, and of course all of us children at home spoke it, but the older ones, after they got away from home, why, they kind of just dropped it. And I suppose that if I could get around some good Spanish-speaking people, I'm not talking about Mexicans or Puerto Ricans, I mean real Spanish, castellano, I would love to do some talking with them. So we're going to do a little song here now. This happens to be a little Spanish number, and it's one entitled Mama Yo Quiero, or I Want My Mama. We hope you like it.
Mama, yo quiero.
Mama.
Mama, yo quiero.
Mama.
Mama, yo quiero. Mama.
Ay, mama.
Da la chupeta pa' que el nene no llora. Mama, yo quiero.
Mama.
Mama, yo quiero.
Mama.
Mama, yo quiero. Mama.
Ay, mama.
Da la chupeta pa' que el nene no llora.
Toma, nenín, que tu mamá no se va. Anda, nenín, que tu mamá volverá. Toma, nenín, y toma chupeta. Tómate la chupa que tu mamá volverá.
He wants his mama.
Mama.
He wants his mama.
Mama.
Mama. He wants his mama.
Oh, mama.
To lullaby him and pacify him and tell him things that only he can understand. Mama, yo quiero.
Mama.
Mama, yo quiero.
Mama.
Mama, yo quiero. Mama.
Ay, mama.
He wants his mama. Da la chupeta pa' que el nene no llora.
Mama. Now, children, you've been a lovely audience, and now we want to really get into the real singing that we do, because this is what we really thrive on today. It's a type of singing that you sing from the heart. And not only can you feel what you're singing, but thank God we can live what we're feeling. And we had a wonderful time in both of our little workshops today at the music session with our good friend Wayne, and also then with Paul Reisler in his workshop, and appreciated the wonderful audiences we had at both places. And let me say from the depths of my heart, it really has been a joy for me and Rex to be in Elkins, West Virginia. We are West Virginia people, born and raised in the state of West Virginia. We've traveled through many different states, but our roots are in Lee Rona right now, since we've been living on the farm for the past 25 years. And our work is in the Bluefield, Princeton, and Oak Hill area. But 21 years ago, when we were converted, the Lord put a new song in our heart. And we told you, now we broke the rules tonight, but we did it because you're such a beautiful people that we met today. And I want to go now into the serious part of the service tonight. And this is a song that I hope that you will enjoy. It's one that will really bring to your mind and bring to your attention, most of all. You know, good entertainment, good clean fun is healthy for us. But then there's more to life than just entertainment. There is a serious side of life, and this is the most important type. Because we have a soul, you have a soul, and I'm glad that from the child up I was taught to make no difference in nobody else, because you are a creation of God just like I am. And we love you, we appreciate you, and without one another, we just couldn't make it in this world. So don't ever get to the place that you think that you can just stand alone, because you can't. Somewhere along life's journey, you're going to need a friend that you can turn to. And I found one back 21 years ago, when my neighbors, my family, and those that I thought were my true friends could not help me in the problems that I had. But when I gave my problems to the Lord, thank God I found a friend in Jesus that nobody else could ever partake. Nobody else could fill his place. So we're going to do for you one here we hope you'll enjoy. This is an old-timer, by the way. He Will Set Your Fields on Fire.
One that sings to those now gone astray, saying, come amen, and your load of sin there at the altar lay. You don't seem to heed at the chain of greed, your conscience never ties. Be assured, my friend, if you still offend, he will set your fields on fire. If you don't from sin retire, he will set your fields on fire. You have heard Jesus call, and in death your soul must fall. Now, my friend, if you desire, you may join the heavenly choir and rejoice with him, free from every sin, when he sets this world on fire. The souls rejoice that trusted in his grace. You have blessed with sin as he knocked within, but still you hide your face. When temptations come, you can face toward home, your heart will never die. But rejoice and pray on that last great day, when he sets this world on fire. If you don't from sin retire, he will set your fields on fire. You have heard Jesus call, and in death your soul must fall. Now, my friend, if you desire, you may join the heavenly choir and rejoice with him, free from every sin, when he sets this world on fire. Thank you.
your hearts. You're marvelous. We appreciate that. Words can't express how much we appreciate it. May the Lord bless you. Okay, honey, I think maybe it's about time you sing that Going Down to the River of Jordan while you got that, okay? Or Take My Hand, Precious Lord, either one. Rex does a fine job of singing. I'd rather listen to him as try to sing myself, but, you know, we've all got our job to do, and we had some folks to comment on him this evening. And, of course, Paul was talking about his big, loud voice, and he's proven that. We sing down in the workshop this evening, and they want him to sing an old blues tune, I believe, or something. He said, I don't know. He said, I'm afraid I'll raise the roof on the building here. But anyhow, he was able to get through with the song just fine. You go do that, Take My Hand? It's pretty good. All right. It's an old spiritual, I believe. Uh-huh. All right. Either way. Yeah.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storms, through the night, lead me on to the line. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Precious Lord, linger near, where my life is almost gone. At the river I stand, guide my feet, hold my hand. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home.
I didn't even notice what time we started. How much time we got? Anybody got time out there? No. Huh? Don't tell me that. We'll be here till morning. We love to pick and sing, and as long as the folks will stay with us, we'll be right with you. That don't bother us one bit in this world. We just go right on a picking and a grinning and carrying on here. Rex, we're with the five-string banjo now. I think maybe he'll pick a number on this one. Honey, let's do that using my Bible for a roadmap. Mike, you want to come and help us on this? Come on. These boys have sung with us, and we don't do no rehearsing. We just all chime in. Come on, Paul. Wayne. Yeah, Wayne. Where you at, Wayne? Huh? Come on, boy. I don't want to have to go back there and get you, too. Come on. Come on. Here, you can take my guitar. All right, yeah, get the mandolin. That'd be just fine. What can you do? This is what I like about friends getting together. You don't have to worry about no rehearsals or nothing like that. You just start singing. And me and Rex, neither one knows a note of music. We've been inspired to write some beautiful love songs, love ballads back years ago, and even